This is Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and I have the opportunity to sit down and spend some time with Raj Mozali with Jatrell Diesel. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Well, thanks for joining us today. We're at Patriot Renewable Fuels, big announcement. They have announced that they are building, with your help actually, with your technology, a 4 to 5 million gallon biodiesel facility right next to their ethanol facility. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about you. Mm-hmm. People are always curious, how did you get into the biodiesel industry? How did you start and found your company?
It was more of a serendipity, I would say. You know, we kind of encountered, you know, we wanted to do something, and we tested it in the lab and in the garage, so to say, and we grew slowly from there, one step at a time. It was a batch system to start with, only soy capable, and at least the market was looking for that at that time, and then eventually we grew one thing at a time, and now we're a fully continuous plant. That's what we provide now, and multi-feedstock capable. And we have two kinds of technologies. One is traditional, one is supercritical methanol-based technologies, and that's what we're doing now.
So. Now, which technology are you putting here for the Patriot biodiesel plant?
Patriot, we're doing a supercritical methanol-based technology.
Okay.
That's what we're doing.
So let's talk about that. You know, this is a newer technology to the industry, one that you've helped develop.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? How is it different than some of these other technologies we're seeing?
Supercritical, basically, you know, a traditional technology has catalyst, acid, and methanol is what we use as part of the process. Supercritical, basically, is what it's doing is it's eliminating the use of acid and a catalyst. So what we are achieving on the traditional side, we are achieving here by using temperature and pressure. And what this does is it eliminates the use of acid and catalyst. So on the other side, it has slightly higher energy cost, but then that offsets anything else that you have from an advantage perspective. Also, the glycerin that comes out of supercritical process is very pure. It's 95% pure or higher. So that brings in an additional revenue to the whole economics, you know, on the biodiesel side.
Well, Raj, one of the things you hear about is you hear about the FFAs or the free fatty acids being a challenge in the biodiesel technology side. But it's my understanding that with the supercritical technology that that's really no longer a challenge for you.
Right. Yeah, it's a supercritical process inherently is capable to process anything up to 100 FFA. So really, from that perspective, there is no restriction as far as what it could do. Also, there is no restriction as far as what kind of feedstocks we use and also what kind of FFA we come in with. So for all practical purposes, you go in with one feedstock, whatever it is, and then you go, it should be clean that we pre-process on the front end, but then it goes in with no sediment, and we send methanol, and that's all we need to do.
And we come out with pure biodiesel.
Biodiesel and a lot cleaner glycerin.
Now, when we're looking at the overall, I call it the sort of biorefinery concept, where you typically have seen more on the oil side, and Patriot Renewables is one of the first plants in the country that's really sort of adopted this technology.
Mm-hmm.
So you talk about there's a little more energy, but are you not seeing some energy savings because you're co-locating this facility with the ethanol plant?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, it's a huge, huge advantage. You know, whenever you vertically integrate a biodiesel plant with the source of the feedstock, the savings come from the trucking, the savings come from all kinds of other economics that typically go into transporting the fuel, the feedstock. Because when you transport, you then have to heat it to a certain point to take it, so you know it stays liquid. You know, when it arrives on the other side. So when you consider all those things, it's a huge advantage to co-locate biodiesel plant with ethanol. I mean, that's, I think pretty soon most or all of ethanol plants will follow what Patriot is doing here.
Well, when we talk about your technology, especially for people who aren't as familiar on the biodiesel side, such as myself, you're going to use primarily the corn oil that Patriot produces from the ethanol process. as your main feedstock, but let's pretend that you wake up one day and the corn oil is very profitable as straight corn oil instead of biodiesel, mm-hmm. and Patriot decides to divert it into the commodity market, mm-hmm. and you want a different feedstock for this facility. Mm-hmm. What are some of the feedstocks they could source locally in with your technology that might not have been an option without this technology, without your specific technology?
Pretty much anything from a, when you compare traditional process to supercritical process, pretty much, I mean, I would guess about 95 to 96% of the feedstock that's out in the market today, they can go on both sides. You know, whether you are traditional or supercritical, you can do it with both. Where you have a little bit more advantage on the other side with super is pretty much you can go out there and get anything that, there's a lot of that 4 or 5% of the oil no one can use. Mm-hmm. Primarily because it has very, very high FFA. You know, you're talking 30, 50, 60 FFA product mm-hmm. that currently no one can use that this process can use.
Okay.
So from the process perspective, how, what kind of feedstocks you could use, you don't have that restriction anymore. You can pretty much go out there and say, you know, who is out there who can give me any kind of feedstock that's vegetable oil or animal fats, you can bring it in. You can even use brown grease, which is pretty much no one wants to use. You can use that too.
Okay.
So that's a big advantage.
Now, what about in this situation with Patriot, you're building the facility from scratch, but mm-hmm. for some other facilities, some of the other biodiesel facilities that were shuttered mm-hmm. when there was some concern over the tax credit, the dollar tax credit per gallon, mm-hmm. can you come into these shuttered biodiesel plants and update the technology and get them running again? Or do you need to have a what Patriot's doing and use your technology in a brand new facility?
Yeah, this is more suitable for a greenfield kind of project than a shuttered plants because the infrastructure, the boiler, chiller, cooling tower, you know, all those things that are needed because of higher energy requirement or at least from a process perspective, you know, you couldn't really use that. You know, we couldn't use steam. We have to have oil heater, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So it's better suited for a greenfield project versus...
Well, so you are truly integrating this into this facility then.
Yes.
You're borrowing steam. I mean, you're co-locating. You're using the steam. I mean, this is becoming one truly integrated system
yeah.
then.
Yeah, this is going to be, you know, what Patriot would do on their side as far as the feedstock is concerned. Once the feedstock is generated at their end, it comes straight to the biodiesel side, and then we convert that into bio and goes into the tank, and then it goes out. So it's the way we are designing this, it's going to be truly integrated, and then it's going to work in conjunction with what infrastructure is already in place, and we are kind of using it and meshing it all together to work together.
So Raj, we broke ground today.
Mm-hmm.
How long until we see the facility going in production?
We are thinking 10 months from today or whenever, you know, we officially kick off on the other side. We're thinking 10 months. So most probably by September or October next year, we'll be up and running and be producing steam fuel.
Great. Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, we're excited. We're really excited about this technology and we are grateful that Patriot chose this technology, and we're also grateful that Green Shift introduced us to Patriot. And you know, it took a long while, but you know, we're here and we're excited. We're looking forward.
Well, great. Well, will I see you at the National Biodiesel Board Conference?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
we'll be displaying. So.
Well, let's catch up and we'll see how the project's going.
Great. Yeah. Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.